This is Craig Anderson, and you're listening to the Sens Call-Ups.
From Studio 65, not far from Exit 72 of the Veterans Memorial Highway, welcome to Season 5, Episode 10 of the Sens Call-Ups for Monday, February 13th, 2017, the eve of Valentine's Day. I'm Cardinal, Bannon Canucker here as well. Sens fans, they seem pretty hard to please this season. At the beginning, people were fretting about the new system and the new coach. After that, it was, these one-goal games are not sustainable, the team isn't exciting. Later, it was, this is more exciting, but it can't last. Now it's, what is this team going to do at the deadline as far as acquisitions? Let's trade for Duchesne or Landeskog and worry about the future later. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, people, just live in the moment for once. Boys, we should have been recording yesterday when the weather was bad, because today it was far too easy to get here.
Did you want to drive? Yeah. Now, listeners, what other show will start off by the host just tearing you apart, Lauren Green?
You're welcome.
So we're opening up our call line. Yeah. Like, phone in.
Call us now at 1-844.
Just like Lauren Green, I was just hung up on all y'all.
That was Lowell Green.
Lowell.
Lauren Green was the host of, was on Bonanza.
Oh.
Good Canadian boy there. I really, really wish I was up at the cottage today, because 30 centimeters of fresh powder, that would be fun.
Sounds honestly like a party.
Oh. You'd probably get a sled stuck once in a while, but it'd be an awful lot of fun.
Oh, I was talking about cocaine, but okay.
30. New Brunswick got 80. That's looking at that's the front, insane, front door.
That's more fun. Just, well, on a sled.
Please describe this picture.
Not
on
trying
this
to
audio
shovel.
Podcast. Yeah.
He holds up his iPhone to his colleagues.
Hey, Siri.
He's oh, no, being
well, you set off your own. It's not like I did it this time. So. We were, I know on our last episode, we said we were going to be here, and then it turned out we weren't going to be here. And then this big storm meant that we are. So, yep. Hey, Canuck, good to see you.
Thanks for the storm. Yeah.
And you had a very busy day of not or working off site today, didn't you?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, so did I.
Excellent. I didn't. Well.
Sucker.
It's all right. Could be worse.
And someone decided to hang out with his fiance instead of coming out to the Sens practice.
And how was that?
It was okay. It was good.
Oh, it's because when he's saying something, you said, how was that? I was going to say, well, I thought you were going to finish the question by saying, and I had a wonderful day. Thank you.
She doesn't listen anyway. Oh. She's probably why you're so together.
See, you got
what a bunch of freaking nerds. Forget this guy.
Wow. Who gave him the aggressive pills today? Man.
I don't know. The two of you are wound up.
Fired. This is 3 hours sleep. This is what you get for 3 hours sleep. I'll be comatose by the end of the show.
He's also started this like 3 hours earlier
Crown
than
Royal?
Normally.
And some Crown Royal Maple Harvest? No, sorry.
Northern Herbs.
Northern Harvest. Woo. Delicious, delicious.
It's growing on me.
And a Shock Top. What is that one?
Raspberry White.
Raspberry White. Yeah, I'm not fond of that one.
Yeah, it's not the best.
The original is still
It's been
favorite.
In the fridge for like a year. It's like better drink it now.
Ah, don't want it to go bad. Or to waste.
Yep.
Right. Anything interesting going on? Anything interesting you want to talk about before we start? I got nothing. My life is back to being humdrum.
It's only been a week, so.
Exactly. We're here twice in 8 days. What are we doing?
Donate now.
Yeah, we actually put out two shows in 30 days. What are we doing? Before we start, usual housekeeping blurb. Email address is podcast@senscollapse.com.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Keep going.
Okay. The forums are at senscollapse.com. The game threads are still there. The pool is still there. The score pool. which I'm slowly moving up thanks to a couple of game-winning goals by Mark Stone. Thank you very much.
That's your go-to pick. 3-1 Sens, game-winning goal, Stone.
That is my go-to pick. Thank you for noticing. if I don't have time to think about it, that's my pick. So CB Inc., if I don't submit another, if there's a game where I don't submit something, my pick is 3-1 for the Senators and the game-winning goal is Stone. The waiver wire, which we have another submission on this week, sponsored by Versature, thank you very much, folks, is 1-844-SCU-6565. And you can find the podcast, well, obviously you've found it if you're listening to it, but if you want to find it through a different means, you can find it through iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, or stream it from our website. But I have to talk to you about part of that later.
Tad into this before I forget, just to kind of drive a little bit of traffic and for listener input. I know that we talked, or last week I talked about the Wingles joke, which we did get one. It's actually really good. But for any listeners, if you want to call in or email us, tell us what recommendations you would have in regards to a change or update for the Senators and their brand.
Oh, like we did last week.
Yeah, like what we did last week, which is what I should have come up with at the time.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. You're pulling a Russell with the the question, the poll question a week late. That's okay. It's all right.
But no, I think that'd be good.
Yeah, that's a good talking point. What do you think, if you were to come up with three things you'd like the team to update, change direction, do something new?
Trade everyone!
Yeah, sure. Now, you wanted to say, sorry?
I have big news last week. Finally got a wedding date.
Excellent.
Gonna be October. Got a ways to go, but
so just after the beginning of the season. So folks, we'll do a show right at the beginning of the season, and then we'll be gone for a while. That's okay. That's a great reason for us to.
I'm waiting for the NHL to release their schedule, and they wouldn't do it. So I had to.
Well, they kind of have to finish one season before they release the next one. It's funny that way. It's funny that way. All right.
If they play in Vegas in mid-October, I swear to God.
Yeah.
They can do weddings there, right?
You might find a place or two. You might find a place or two. Go.
Game on!
Now, I think, I'm not sure if my notes are completely accurate on this one. I think the last game we talked about was game 49. So the first game to talk about is game 50.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay. Game 50, the Sens were at the Sabres.
Buffalo!
This was, it was a 4-0 loss. It was not a good game for the entire team. I'm not hanging this one on, it was Condon who was in net on this one.
I believe so.
I'm not hanging this on him. The whole team played badly, and he just couldn't.
Didn't we call this?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Buffalo is our kryptonite, and they have been for some time. And well,
yeah, even Boucher said on the radio or on his presser, I think radio today, we're 1-6 against them, including the preseason.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
This was by far possibly the best game I've ever seen Robin Leonard play.
Good thing we get rid of him.
Yeah.
I'm still fine with it.
I know.
Doesn't bother me.
You love your Colin White?
No, I'm just not that attached to most individual players. And the people who make the decisions for who stays and who leaves know more about hockey than I do. And I admit this, and I accept this.
No, we are podcasters. We know everything.
Oh, that's right. We're the bottom feeders of the social media world. We can't write anything, so we just talk a lot. Okay.
My sentence structure is terrible, and nobody understands the words that you use.
Well, that's not my fault. I do speak clearly in the Queen's English. It's just that my words are a little big for some people.
Yeah, get over to North America. USA. USA.
I speak the Queen's English, not the President's. I'm okay with that.
Wrong.
It's Bigley. It's Bigley win.
Moving on. This was not a good game.
That was not a good
Leonard
game.
Played very well. The rest of the team didn't. The end. There's not really anything. It was the last game of that road trip, and there wasn't much else to say about it. This was the... No, nothing really happened on this game.
Nothing can get worse than a 4-0 loss, though.
Well, no, nothing could. In the words of Dean Brown during the pregame show, or no, it wasn't the pregame show. It was when he was on the radio midday on In the Box. He said, and he chose his enunciation very carefully on this one. He said, in the game against the Sabres, the Senators got bucked off their horse, so they needed to get back onto it for this one against the Blues.
First off, it's all getting buffaloed.
And he then went on to tell a story about Jeff Avery doing a radio broadcast. And when he was talking about enunciation, making sure you get bucked off to get the enunciation correctly on it. There was a story about Jeff Avery doing a broadcast for I think it was the Riders. It may have been the Renegades many years ago, where he was talking about the punt coverage team. And he got the first letters backwards.
Yes, yes.
And they just sort of went, okay, nobody's going to say anything. Nobody's going to say anything. Nobody's going to say anything. And apparently they didn't get a single complaint about that, which was fortunate. But Hammond was in net for this game. It was the rematch from...
Speaking of punt coverage.
It was the rematch from the last game... Sorry, the month game last month in St. Louis. Man, I'm tired. 3 hours of sleep is just not enough. Hammond was fine. There was nothing wrong with his play. Again, it was the team in front of him.
I was going to support this guy.
It was a 6-0 loss, and it was not on the goalie. It was not... Anybody could have been in nets for that one.
Touchdown!
Well, they missed the point after.
They didn't need an extra point.
Didn't need the extra point. But it wasn't Andrew Hammond's fault on this one. But the one thing that came out of this game that I really, really liked...
Brought that goal differential.
Was Curtis Lazar.
Nope. Was after the game when the door to the dressing room opened.
Oh, yes.
Every single player was sitting in their stall waiting in case somebody from the press wanted to talk to them. Every single one.
So they're willing to face the music.
No, the coach has said, you're staying in your stall and you're answering anything that comes at you. The end. Didn't yell and scream about it. Just like, there we go. I'm laying down the law. That's it.
You're accountable for
this. You laid an egg like that one, face the music.
Yeah. I heard an interesting story. I think it was Dean Brown that was sharing it. Actually, no, it wasn't Dean Brown. Anyway, it was, I believe it was Dave Cameron. And it wasn't with the Senators. It was with one of his other teams where they had a team laid a stinker like that.
Did he blame Mike Hoffman for it anyway?
Not that I heard of. Okay. But he basically said, I think it was like one of these Sunday night games. He said, okay, Monday morning, 6:45, be here for practice. And of course, all the players showed up 6:45 a.m. for practice. Doors were locked. Couldn't get in. So, you know, they all went home. And I guess the next day they had to practice at 11. So they showed up at 11 and he was there and said, oh, well, you didn't show up for me on Sunday. I didn't show up for you on Monday.
Ooh. Wow.
That would have been a junior team. So I don't know how.
Probably.
But that's harsh. Funny. Not funny at the time, but funny.
That really put the team together or are you just kind of shoving it? I don't know.
Well,
as a leadership thing?
Forgetting that.
No, I'm just saying as a fan, it's funny.
Yeah, it's a funny story.
I'm not saying it's good for the cohesion.
Now, the Senators.
Boucher does it to the Sens now. It's not going to be.
Well, they just got outscored 10-0 in two games.
Yeah.
And of course, all the calls on the post game show where they need to bag skate them, et cetera, all kind of the old school tactics.
Oh, they did.
And actually, they didn't, right? What they did is they had
got a day off.
You got a day off?
Off ice workout only. And lots of tape and a few meetings and so on.
I think they had played games and bonding activities, didn't they?
Was that the day off? Yeah, that might have been right. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Did they?
Yeah. They had like a
table tennis station. They had different little games and just try to get them.
This coach is incredible, eh?
And?
Competent.
It worked.
Yeah.
Because the next game was against the Dallas Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Dallas Stars are somewhat depleted. But still, 3-2 win.
And that's
this
a good game.
This was the first game, which was 7 defensemen and both Neil and Lazar are scratches.
Mm-hmm.
I think Clayson got about 3.5 minutes in this game.
Yes.
But Condon was in net. Phaneuf got a shorthanded goal to start the game. And then
that was a nice freaking play too.
Yeah, but the next goal was better. The next goal was the goal that Chris Kelly got while sitting on the bench.
Oh. I remember I just looked up from my phone, and it was just like, that's going in the net. I've never seen this before.
Delayed penalty, back pass, into his own net.
Yuri Hurdler. Yep.
That was hilarious. I mean, I feel sorry for him.
First star deserving for Yuri Hurdler.
I feel really sorry for him. Like, that's just a go hide your head in shame kind of thing to have happen.
The Sens never get these breaks.
But they don't.
We never get these breaks.
But it was great to go out of the first period being up 2-0. And at the end of the second period, it was 2-2. Second period wasn't a great period.
That's why it's not a championship team.
And Stone scored in the third. One of my Stone game-winning goals. Thank you very much. And there we go. So it's a 3-2 win. The team is now 28-18-5. Which I thought was a... I'm just trying to keep track of that sort of thing. Game 53, which was the most recent game.
I thought for sure this had everything going against it.
Trap game.
Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Was it Hockey Night in Canada? Did they show this?
No, it's too early for hockey. It's not even Hockey Day in Canada. It's too early for that.
It's still a Sportsnet broadcast, though, I'm sure.
I'm sure it was Sportsnet, too. Anyway, you know, afternoon games, we usually suck. Against the Islanders, who have been hot lately since they've had a coach change.
7-1-2 since their coaching change.
I thought for sure. This is it.
7-1-2. They're 7-2-2 now.
However,
after this game, they were 7-2-2, but they were 7-1-2 going
into it. Doug, wait.
However,
uh-oh.
I don't have a sound clip. I was looking for something.
Okay.
The return of Craig Anderson.
The return of Craig Anderson. It was still 17-11 forwards. And it was a 3-0 win. Again, Craig Anderson comes in, pitches a shutout.
Steady, steady game.
Very steady game, but also well played by the team in front of him. Because the Islanders, not an easy team to play against these days. Not an easy team
at all. They shut him right down.
And
took it to them.
Yeah. Now, this game, I wanted to go from, I don't have any particular high points to talk about in this game, but it does lead me into the one thing I did want to talk about. We have a listing further down on our list of things to talk about players we want to talk about. And the one player I want to talk about these days is my favorite player on this team right now. If you had to pick one player on this team, who is your favorite player?
Mark Stone,
good choice.
Eric Carlson.
Okay.
I know where you're going with this.
But... Favorite player?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Carlson.
Okay. And where am I going?
Pageau.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Selke.
We've
really got to start talking Selke.
I love the way he goes up against elite centers and neutralizes them. Crosby, Ovechkin, Tavares, you name it.
Yeah. Granted, Ovechkin's not at center, but.
True.
He's a shadow.
Okay. You know, top offensive threats.
Correct.
Whoever he's paired up with, he neutralizes them.
Yep.
Annoys the hell out of them, but neutralizes them. And
he doesn't take penalties either.
Nope. He's doing it. He's annoying, but he's not dirty about it.
Mm-hmm.
I love the way he's playing. I've been a fan of his for ages, and I freely admit this since I saw
him. Well, you never thought that he'd make it at his size either.
I didn't. I'll be completely honest. I loved watching him. I remember watching him playing over at the Bob. There's a local reference for you.
Yeah.
That would be the Robert Gertin Arena in the sector of Gatineau. He was playing for the Olympique at the same time that Claude Giroux was there. And watching the two of them play on that small ice surface was wonderful. And when Ottawa drafted him, I was ecstatic, but I didn't think he'd make it because he's very small. He's 5'8". And by NHL standards, that's pretty damn small.
Big asterisk to that, too.
He plays a lot bigger than his size.
He's not 5'8".
No? You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Oh, I haven't
studied. What is he?
Maybe 5'6", 5'7".
Really?
I think so.
Ooh.
I haven't met him yet, but he's not big.
Well, it blows my mind at how effective he is given his size. And I'm not trying to be demeaning about that, but he just, for a small guy, he plays so well against bigger guys and neutralizes them. It's
like that Nintendo
fantastic to watch.
Ice hockey game where you pick like the short,
quick,
fast guy. Or he can just dance around him.
He's fantastic to watch, and I love what he's doing, and he's an incredible bargain. And is he a UFA this year? No, he's an RFA this year? I'm not sure which one he is. Because this is the second year of his contract, is it not? You look that up.
Yep.
Okay. While you're looking that up, other players you wanted to talk about?
Here's an important stat about this game.
Okay. We'll stick with the game for a second.
The DJ... Alex tweeted out a stat. When he plays Japandroids, which which Penn asked for a lot. Early in the game, 72% of the time, the Sens win.
Every time. 72% of the time, the Sens win. Every time. You got to get the whole quote.
So, isn't that, I was trying to correct it for him, but.
No,
that's a thing.
Anchorman.
Okay.
60% of the time, it works every time. I think it's 60.
RFA with arbitration rights.
Okay. Deserves a raise. Because he's making, what, 900?
But be careful, because we got Stone and Terrace.
Stone, Terrace, yeah, and Carlson. We got, I know we have people that we need to resign, but.
We don't want them to resign. We want them to resign.
Yes, there is a hyphen in these, in this particular word. Re-hyphen sign.
Now,
not resign.
And again, touching back on the game.
The system works in the afternoon.
Maybe that's what the problem
incredible.
Is. Well played.
Now, Canuck, well being somebody else who went. Did you go to this game?
Yep.
Okay. So being someone else who went to both this game and the game in Edmonton,
mm-hmm.
which one means more?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's right. You were both.
They both had a same feeling at the end of it. I stayed and watched the 3 stars.
Yeah, so did I.
And Craig Anderson, I presume, was number one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Goes without saying, because he did a very good job.
The Edmonton game meant a little bit more.
Solid jump.
Because of the caliber of the opponent.
Correct.
However.
Well, they're both pretty good.
Opponents. They both were pretty big statement games by the team and by Anderson. I think Anderson probably had to work a little harder in Edmonton.
Yeah. He had to be out of his mind in Edmonton because they were just getting
shelled.
But. And it was.
At the start of everything, not at the end of it.
What is at the start, there's a lot unknown. Mm-hmm. He also, because where he flew home because he left the team in Vancouver after winning there.
Yep.
So he flew from Vancouver, I believe, to Ottawa. Then, or Vancouver to Florida.
I was going
to
say, was Nicole then on Florida?
Because they were in Florida at the time.
I think so.
Drove up to New York and then, because I think Edmonton. He went. They had the training in New York, or the treatment, or at least some pre-op stuff in New York, then drove up to Ottawa, and then flew back to Edmonton.
Wow.
And when you have to leave a family member in that situation, that's tough.
Exactly. Not just a family member.
And get
your
just,
wife.
Yeah.
Your wife. Not that a child would be any less, but it's, you know.
A child would probably be worse.
But. Yeah. Impressive. Impressive play. Absolutely. Do you want to talk about other players?
Nah.
No?
No, yes, yes.
Okay, who do you want to talk about? I have a whole list there. I don't really have notes on any of them.
Just run through things.
Pick a player. I don't have notes on many of them.
Go in your order.
Okay. Dzingel?
Protect him.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Absolutely.
A little snake bit. Or a lot snake bit.
Well, he I think he kind of goes in spurts. That there are days where he's really on and the days where he's not on, but yeah. He's good enough. I have to say, of the games, I don't watch every game. I listen to as many as I can when I'm not watching them, just because I have a lunatic schedule. But I have yet to have a game where I've been truly disappointed in his play, when I wasn't disappointed in the whole team. You know, if I'm disappointed in the whole team,
yeah.
Fine. But there hasn't been a game yet where I've really looked at it and said, I think Ryan Dzingel is a liability.
Oh, correct.
So
he could use kind of like what Russell did with Chris Kelly back in the day.
Yep.
He could use that kind of.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be on you.
Let me see what I can work out on that. I have no opportunity for it so far, but I'll. That'll have to fall on you.
So listeners.
Donate to the show.
Oh,
yeah. Moving on.
Condon.
Mike Condon.
Speaking of which.
He's a protective barrier. Yeah. Of our own goal.
Protect your net.
I'm happy that he's going to get a break. His play has been exemplary. And I'm perfectly happy with keeping him as a backup. I'm also perfectly happy with re-signing him.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if I don't want to see Craig Anderson play every game for the rest of the year,
he
shouldn't.
There's 30 games left.
And I
and
think
we got
that
some back to backs.
Mike Condon is more than capable of stepping in.
Yep.
More than capable.
I don't even think that he needed the break based in regards to how the schedule was, but it will help.
I think he needed the break just to not have to start. Like he got one with Hammond and then it was right back to him. And I think.
Well, not even that. Sometimes it's like he had one period at Hammond and he had to go back in.
Yeah. And well, I mean, Hammond played one complete game and he that was the Sabres game.
Yeah, but it was in the fall, in Brooklyn that they finally gave him a break, put Hammond in, and Hammond got hurt like right away.
Exactly. And I'm hoping that we keep him. I don't know how we will, but I'm hoping we do somehow because he deserves it.
You have the deal held until the end of the.
Exactly. Anderson, we've already talked about.
Yeah.
JGP, we've already talked about. I don't really have much to say about Ryan.
Who?
Nobody does.
Who?
Third line now.
Yeah, apparently so. I didn't catch. Was that from the practice today that he's been moved down with Hyatt?
He moved to third line last game.
So he's playing his off wing.
He's still right wing.
So Pyatt moves to left?
Isn't it something like that?
He's got the output of a third line winger.
Then who's playing second line right wing?
No aggression.
Still, I don't know.
They mix it up all the time.
Look it up.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because I was getting confused about that. I wasn't sure if he was being moved down to the third line with Pajot and Pyatt, who's playing second line right wing, because Pyatt is the right winger on that line.
You know the children's book, Where's Waldo? Next time you watch a Sens game, just do Where's Ryan?
Here, there, and everywhere. Hic et cube in Latin. Eric Carlson.
God damn it. Where is...
No, I shall do not. Now, how do you recognize me without my sandals, number one? Anyway, Eric Carlson, I don't have much to say except I'm finding it a little frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
A little frustrating that everyone's talking about Brent Burns has 24 goals. He's a shoo-in for the Norris. Well, wait a minute. Points was a liability counted against Carlson last year. And now that Burns is ahead in points, it's a plus.
Hypocrites.
So what you're doing is finding a reason not to pick Carlson as being the best defenseman in the NHL. It doesn't matter the criteria as long as it's not EK65.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm finding frustrating.
Granted, I don't think that Carlson's been having...
I think he's having a fantastic season. His numbers are down, but his defensive minutes are up and his defensive play is better.
I agree with that, but I don't know. I think he's hurt right now, to be honest with you. He was kissing in a practice.
Kissing?
Missing in a practice.
Okay. I misheard that too.
Dean Brown accidentally
typoed it.
Oh, okay.
The only one kissing in practice is Carlson.
He's going to get the mono.
So freaking great. And he didn't delete it or anything. He just stuck with it.
Yeah.
It's because Dean's a cool guy.
Which I think is one of the reasons that they won 11-7.
Try and take some minutes away from him when they can.
Yeah, and Boucher did mention that one of the guys was hurting and he went see who.
He did, actually, the other day. Again, he mentioned that.
Take some time off now, then.
No, you can't pull him. You just reduce his minutes.
Cut his number.
Listen, we got to win these games.
Take him off the penalty kill. Take him off, even, you know, reduce his minutes and put, you can put Clayson Mathias.
Well, do what you got to do to get him healthy is what I mean.
Yeah. Let him play the easy minutes. Let somebody else play the hard minutes. I'm okay with that. Who else do you want to talk about? Hoffman, Stone, Pyatt, CC, Phaneuf? Anyone?
In practice today?
Yeah.
The coach was, because they were running power play, and Boucher legit yelled out, shoot, when Hoffman had it.
Huh.
He
were there.
It. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He ended up taking it and passing it. And the coach was so mad. He just stopped. He stopped the play or the whatever the thing is called. I don't know these things.
The drill.
The drill.
Thank you. I was like, scrimmage? Nope.
He's like, no. And there were a couple of times that he corrected him. It's like this setup because they were running power play one on the side that we were sitting at, power play two on the other one. It's all Hoffman. And he was correcting a couple of things. Like, I don't want you at the boards. I want you closer to the middle so that way you're going to get it faster. And he's like, and now look, these are your three options. You got this lane, you can pass it back to the point, or you can move it to the side.
So are they playing a 1-3-1, or are they playing...
The same, pretty much. Okay. The same thing that they do right now.
Well, I've noticed that it varies between a 1-3-1, and they sometimes do the 2, and it's almost like a 2-2-1.
Yeah, power play 1, power play 2.
Okay. I can't keep it all straight.
So from what I saw, Hoffman is the guy on that one. And
he's got such a good shot in release. So I know. Okay.
And FNAF is on the second one.
I'm okay with that.
And they've changed things up. So I'm interested to see what they do tomorrow.
FNAF has been playing very well lately. He's been sticking to his role. He got the shorthanded goal. He got a goal the other night. He got in a fight. Nasty fight. That was a nasty, nasty vintage Dion FNAF.
Jamie Benn, was it?
SOB on the ice. You're prickly, I'm prickly, let's go. And throwing bombs. Oof. That was nasty. But I like it.
Yeah, I don't.
Because that's exactly the game he should play.
Yep.
Prickly, nasty, little, not dirty, but
best $6 million defenseman we have.
I'm
not
okay
eight
with
million,
it.
$6 million.
It is what it is.
$6 million.
We've got him.
He's well worth it at $6 million.
We've got him. He's got a higher cap hit than we're paying him. Does he not?
Do we care about what the cap hit is on the Ottawa Senators?
Well, since we're not spending to it, no.
Exactly.
We're fine with it. And he's playing fine. So all these people who are just shut up. Anyway, moving on. Anybody else?
He's not the biggest anchor on this team.
Nope. Anybody else you want to talk about specifically?
Where are you?
Boro's
fine.
Boro's fine. Weidman?
Weidman looks great.
Yeah?
I still want to see Weidman with FNAF.
Ooh, that might be interesting. That might be interesting.
Yeah. Hmm. Like CeCe's gotten better over this year, over maybe the last month or so. I still want to see Weidman with FNAF. FNAF do his thing. Again, it's just everybody, CeCe's partner worrying about CeCe too much.
There's been an awful lot of talk in the last little while about who might be selected by Vegas. And the two names that seem to come up the most are
Weidman
or Lazar. Mm-hmm. I'd rather not lose Weidman.
I agree.
To be completely honest. I think Curtis Lazar has potential, but it will never be achieved in this team because he's been too badly mismanaged in his development.
I did tell him to stay positive today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good on you.
Did you actually say that?
Did he smile?
He was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I've heard that a few times, but thanks, though. Was he smiling? Was he a happy guy?
Is he ever not?
Well, I'm just asking the question. No. Yeah, okay.
But he's so conditioned into doing these things.
Yeah.
I cheer twice at goals because I'm an idiot. I cheer twice at goals.
You cheered?
Like, yeah! It's like, this is a practice. Dumb moron.
Oh, sorry. I was trying to figure out where you're going with
they
that.
They all stop and look at you. What the heck?
Yike.
Dzingel's goal was beautiful.
Anything else? I got a couple of little stats things. I think we should read some
Andrew
email.
Hammond waved.
Andrew Hammond waved and cleared.
Not surprising that he cleared.
No, I'm not surprised. There's no market for goalies right now. Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Because Ben Bishop hasn't moved and Marc-Andre Fleury hasn't moved. So if those two haven't moved, there's no market for Andrew Hammond.
That's a good point.
And when they move, I'll put this down now. When Ben Bishop and Marc-Andre Fleury move, I don't think they'll get much more than what Ottawa got for Ben Bishop when he was moved. Second round pick and a young potential prospect.
Or an expensive
player.
Roster
That's
player.
It.
Or an expensive
or roster. An expensive roster player with an expiring contract.
Yeah, because
because we need
maybe
the cap
for
space.
Bishop?
Because we need the cap space. Maybe. So we'll trade for trade.
Well, I think these are more expansion draft issues and cap space.
Depends. But I don't think that either of them is going to draw much, which will mean that Brian Murray was right. And what we got for Ben Bishop when he left Ottawa was in fact the best we could do.
It was fine.
It was the best we could do.
Oh, that's one of the worst trades Ottawa ever made.
Nope. It was the only thing they could make. The only trade they could get. MacArthur got nothing. Anyway,
I said we got lots of email.
Yes. Well, just before we get there, a couple of quick stats. I couldn't find all of them, unfortunately. As far as I know, Mark Stone is still number one in the league in takeaways.
Oh, yeah, by far.
But
he can take the rest of the year off and he'll still win that.
I figured. Well, he lapped the entire league last year. But I did a couple of stats, which I thought might be interesting just for quick discussion points. By the way, I like your shirt.
Thanks. It's a nice one.
Yeah.
Mike Condon has the same one.
He steps away from the mic to get a beer.
The Senators are ranked 18th in goals per game. Which is coming up slowly.
Goals per game?
Per game. Goals per game. We're 18th in the league.
Huh.
Goals against, we're 13th.
Huh.
So we're in the top half. In points, we're 11th. But in points percentage, We're eighth. We're actually above Montreal by
What's
2 percentage
points. Percentage?
As in points achieved per game played.
Since we haven't played enough yet.
We have 4 games in hand on them.
Exactly. We actually have a better points percentage than Montreal right now.
Did you see Myrtle's tweet from yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Homer. Anyway.
What did he say?
He was talking about, Montreal faltering. There might be there might be teams that could catch and even get ahead of the Canadians.
Yeah, it's like, can Toronto, Boston, or Florida do it?
Yeah. Yeah. Not the team that's right behind Montreal right now.
You pander to your...
He's a panderer, though.
Yeah. Oh. Well, which I won't blame, but just because of that, now I want the division.
Even if it means we have to play the Rangers in the first round?
Yeah, that's good.
I'm okay with playing the Rangers in the first round, by the way. Yes, they're ahead of us, but we play the Rangers very well.
We do.
So
we do.
I'm okay with that. Points percentage. Our power play has actually come up. It was 28th. It's now 23rd in the league, which, baby steps.
Yep. Todd Whitehead, especially after today. But Todd White was mentioning this. He thinks it's going to end in top 20.
I'd be okay with that.
You can't go far if you're not top 10.
No. And our penalty kill? 8th.
Wow, that good, eh?
83.6%.
That's all right.
8th in the league. So I thought that was good. I beg your pardon?
How about goal differential?
I didn't write that one down, but I can look it up. Like
zero.
We're back to zero? Considering we're at minus 10 over 2 games, just shut up and take it.
I'm not sure. I'll have to look that up.
It's a shut up and take it.
Email. Who wants to read the first one from Clark?
You.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then. Fine. I wasn't expecting that. Hey, guys. I'll try and keep this brief, but I have what may be an almost heretical question I was hoping I could get your crack stats team on. That's you, Pam, by the way. As much as I am happy about where the Sens have ridden Condon to in the standings, I have a nagging feeling that in doing so, they may have faced more than their fair share of backup goalies. I could imagine teams Ottawa is facing with Condon being more inclined to also play their backup, especially if they aren't battling the Sens for a playoff spot. Can you confirm or deny this? If true, I would guess Sens offensive numbers and maybe even their position in the standings might be a little skewed to their benefit. In other words, I wonder if there might be more offensive help there than we want to admit. We'll let you guys take it from here. I enjoy the show, although I've found it weird writing this email. I had to make extra effort to make sure I was making correct use of the past participle have ridden. Please excuse any other grammatical errors. Clark in Edmonton. Sir, well played. Did you look at this at all?
Well, I got to say to this is that the opposition has seen a backup goalie 33 games out of 53 for us. So, hey, shove it.
I didn't have any chance. I'm sorry, Clark. I didn't have any chance to do.
I know we've played a lot of backups, but
no, don't get your backup about it.
They did not. That's true.
Easy now.
That was bad. Get out of my head. But no, we didn't have our top goalie either.
Well, if they choose to play their backup against our not top goalie, then that's their choice. But they could have played their top goalie against us. So if we're scoring against their backup because we're playing their backup. They chose to play them.
To be honest, I cringe when we play a backup.
Yes, we've had that conversation before. And
yeah, remember when we ran McElhinney out of town in Columbus just to have him to come back and stone us?
But he hasn't been any good since then. So.
Well, they play us again.
It happens.
Head to head.
It happens.
Stupid Leafs.
All right, who wants to read the next one? From Kathy, longtime listener of the show, usually at double speed or 1.5 times. Her words, not mine.
It's true.
Got it. Short and sweet. Yeah. Claimed. Ducks TV broadcasters, question of the night, or whatever the hell they call it, was who will make the biggest splash at the deadline? Play-by-play guy picked Ottawa because $5 million cap space and currently in second. Thoughts?
No. The
play-by-play guy does not understand how the Ottawa Senators operate.
I don't think so. There's been so much talk about, we should trade this, 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 and this.
Well, we've done it too.
Well, yeah, but some of the ones on the radio have been out and out ridiculous.
What was the one on the radio today? It was something about a...
I wasn't listening today.
I saw some tweets. It's something about a rhythm. I'd have to go listen to it.
Okay.
Pierre Dorham is on the radio today. I'll listen to it later.
He had nothing to say.
Well, he doesn't have to have something to say. No, all
but
the time.
There's nothing to say.
Anyway, I'm not expecting any splash.
No.
Well, I'm expecting an AHL level deal.
The asking price for the big splash players is ridiculously high, especially from Colorado.
Whatever. It just asks it haven't completed, so of course they're high.
Well, they're asked that haven't completed because
it's marketplace.
It's marketplace. The other side of that coin is
their ask is super low, but the offer's still on the market.
Well, the ask
that makes no sense.
The ask is super high, but
the
I doubt
the ask is super high because it hasn't been done yet, so it's always super high.
But I doubt those players go for a whole lot less than that. I mean, we're talking specifically Duchesne and Landeskog, but I don't see them. You're not going to pick them up for. I'll give you Hammond and
Wingles,
and we'll throw something else in.
Fourth round,
Mike Kostka. No offense, Mike Kostka. You're not going to get it for a deal like that.
Or Hammond or Wingles.
Yeah, you're just not. Well, this guy sucks. We should trade him. So we should trade him for blah, blah, blah. Okay, if you think this player in particular sucks or they're struggling or whatever, there might be other people in the league that thinks that too.
This is where I keep getting caught actually making deals that actually happen.
Oh.
What do you got?
Come on, spit it.
Well, I thought the Phaneuf trade. I looked at Phaneuf and just went, this guy could fit here. I didn't know how we could trade for him. And then 2 days later, he was on the team.
Meanwhile, Milan Mikolic is still playing in the minors. That bothers me. Honestly, it does.
Hey, you know, this was Babcock lying again to his players. He did it to Mike Commodore. He was very vocal. Mike Commodore has been very vocal about it.
Yeah. If by the way, listeners,
go ahead.
If you ever need a good entertainment moment or two, look up Mike Commodore on Twitter, and if he's having an interesting night bashing Babcock, it's hilarious. It's also visceral. It is nasty. Oh, he just carves them.
Yep.
It's great.
Well, because what happened with him was he signed in Detroit because Babcock promised that he would have a certain role, never got the chance. What happened in this Phaneuf trade? Milan Mikolic had to waive. Had a conversation with Babcock. Explained to him what his role would be. Accepted the trade. And didn't.
Now he's in the Marlies.
Yep, and he didn't follow through with anything. And I think his brother's also in the minors too. Zbenek?
Really?
I think so.
Oh, jeez.
But they're getting older. His production was way low.
No, but I like the guy. Then again, well, we'll talk about the minors and Toronto Maple Leafs in a little bit because I have a question about
that. And you can like the guys too. It's Chris Neal, I think, is going to be finished after this year now.
I wouldn't be terribly surprised.
With a healthy scratch, and it might not be his decision, but
it may just
he's made a good living.
May just not be the league for him to play in anymore. At least not in Ottawa.
Yep.
I still think we're going to meet Toronto first round, and he's going to play a part.
And I agree, I think he will play, going to be the big piece.
I think he will play an integral point of the team this year. I'm just not sure he's going to be re-signed. Correct. He's 37,
yeah.
I like the guy. I like the guy, but yeah. Really? Well, I'm sorry. I'm a little further past that number than you are. So, thank you for the email, Kathy. You want to be next with Steven?
At Stephen G writes in, coach's challenge. The coach's challenge in its current form needs to be adjusted, period. He didn't say period.
But there is a period there. It's called punctuation.
Trying to do the non-verbal. Sean Spicer quote there. I don't know the solution, but I can't stand the coaches using the replay to determine whether a player's skate was on the ice as he crossed the line for half a second. This reminds me of baseball right now. Where it used to be a player was called safe when he clearly beat the tag. Managers can now use replay and get a runner called out because they happen to lose contact with the bag for a fraction of a second. I think it goes against the spirit of the rule and it's getting to be similar in hockey. Maybe they need to institute a strict time limit for challenging a goal so that coaches don't get the luxury of staring at their monitor for what seems to be an eternity before deciding if they even want a challenge. Overall, I think the challenge is good for the game, but needs more tweaking. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think they need to eliminate the Babcock rule on this one.
He's allowed 5 minutes, right?
As long as he wants.
That's a joke.
As long as he wants, he gets however. And meanwhile, in the Ottawa-Toronto game not too long ago, Boucher was going, hello, drop the puck. Well, you know, he can throw his challenge flag. I know that's a football reference, but no, whatever. You know, call the challenge or drop the freaking puck. Because he got, I think they measured it at something like 47 seconds longer than the average time between a goal scored and a faceoff.
That was bull.
To decide whether he wanted to challenge it or not. And that's ridiculous. I don't care who the coach is. I don't care whether it's Hitch, I know he's fired, whatever, or Claude Julien, or Mike Babcock, or Joel Quenneville, yeah. Or whether it's Bruce Cassidy, or, you know, whoever. It doesn't matter. Yep. It should be the rules apply to people equally. But this is the NHL, and we already know they don't. The rules apply to some players and not to other players, to stars, not necessarily, but to fourth-line pluggers. Yes, they do, and coaching is no different.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. It's not the rule that's the problem, although I agree, Stephen.
No, there should be a time limit.
I think there should be a time limit.
Baseball is the worst. Yeah. They actually do a full review of all the videos, and then they decide to challenge it.
Well, there was one.
I'm fine with that.
There was one in hockey that took so long that I remember it was within the past week or 10 days, and I don't remember what game it was. It wasn't an Ottawa game.
Oh,
it was
the Minnesota one.
Was that the one where somebody said that it took so long to review to review that the Worm in Toronto actually sent out for shawarma?
No.
And ate it by the time? Oh, they were saying about how ridiculous. It took something like 5 or 6 minutes for the review to take place. It's like, this is nuts. If it's that inconclusive, then it's inconclusive, and the call on the ice stands.
You can't go.
It's a combination of it. The reviews take too long, but also coaches are being given too long to decide whether they want to call one.
I care more about the time that the coaches get. There's also talk that they're going to change offsides to the plane of the blue line instead of that your skate has to be on the ice.
So it can be above the ice?
Yeah, which will make things, one, I think is
it'll reduce a lot of this crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll make it a lot easier on the referees.
I like that idea. I mean, the blue line goes from the ice all the way up to the ceiling.
Yeah.
That's where your skate is. It doesn't have to be touching the ice.
Yeah.
I agree. Well, I mean.
And I was sure it used to be like that.
Well, talk about a way to break your stride. Okay, your foot has to be on the ice as it goes over the blue line. It may not be.
Yep.
That's a ridiculous rule. I like the idea. I like that a lot. Do it. Do it, NHL. I like it. Next.
Oh, I had a thought.
Oh, you had a thought.
And I lost it.
You're welcome.
Dang it.
Thank you for your contributions.
No, thanks for the email, Stephen. That was good.
Gives us something to talk about. Pen, you have the next one from Adam.
Here's the best Wingles jokes. From Adam. It's like, this is harder than I expected. When he fights, we could call it Wingles Mingles. If he had a twin brother, we could call them the Twingles. I'm not sure if he's married, but if he is and they happen to be a fan of the famous Barhaven garage door policy, they could be the Swingles. I don't get that one.
Oh, that's a reference to the fact that in Barhaven, it's long been one of those things that's sort of accepted that if you leave your garage door half open.
It's urban legend.
Yeah, it is urban legend. If you leave your garage door half open, you're open for swinging. Which would be really bad because, honestly, my parents do this because their car is hot in the garage and they want to get the heat out of the garage.
My parents do that too. And I
my parents are in their 80s. They're not, just for the record. They live in Barhaven, but they're not.
Or
maybe they are and I don't know.
Right.
I don't want to know.
Mind blown.
Yeah. Not blown. Just don't want to know. Ignorance is bliss. Back to the email.
Do you think his post-hockey plan is to start a dating website? Wingles Singles? Should be playing this after every single one of them.
Pretty much.
Or maybe whoever gets healthy scratch so he can get in the lineup is the wind beneath his wingles. This was so self-indulgent, you probably shouldn't read it on the podcast. Later, boys.
No, we read anything like this because it fills some time.
Basically, we're just wingling it.
That was good. Oh,
face down.
Okay,
yeah, when I saw him today, he was like, hey, best name in the league is Tommy. I'll see you later.
When you saw Wingles today?
Yeah, yes. And he just stared at me doe-eyed. It's like, oh, God, this is embarrassing.
Could be. You said best name in the league?
Best name in the league, and he just went, what, Tommy?
Oh.
No, Tommy Wingles. It's awesome.
Moving on.
I got to go to work.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Have a great day. Moving on. We're getting close to the end of the show. Yeah, we're getting down there. A couple of teams to talk about from around the league. Your thoughts and everything else. Boston, Claude Julien has finally been fired, and they did it right as the New England Patriots are having their parade.
Wimps!
That is pathetic.
Wimps.
Pathetic.
Oh, no, it's got nothing to do with this. Wimps.
Oh, that's just, oh, well, we're hoping nobody will notice because there's a parade going on. Lame. Lame, lame, lame. You're going to do it.
I thought the Atlanta Falcons won. I turned it off. They're up like 28-3.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. I mean, honestly, it's been in the rumor mill that Claude Julien's been on the hot seat since 2011 playoffs.
It's a good thing they re-signed him so Ottawa couldn't get him.
When he won the Stanley Cup, yeah. Because he is a very close friend of Pierre Dorion, because they're both from the area. So where do you think he's going to end up?
Ottawa, Montreal. Another assistant coach.
Montreal?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I like that idea. Just get him on as another assistant.
Well, you see, Boston still pays him, so they get to
pay
choose.
Pay him a dollar.
No, no, they have to pay him his full salary. He's under contract.
They pay the difference.
No, but Boston is still paying his full salary right now, right, so they can choose who he is allowed to talk to.
Yeah. But
do you really want...
happens, though, is if... Like, let's say if he ends up going to Montreal and signs a contract for $4 million, they still pay his three, Montreal pays his one.
But that means you're improving Montreal. Do you really want to do that?
Well, he doesn't have to talk. He just can sit there and whiteboard it.
Yeah, I know.
If you're Boston, and I mean, this is
a pretty
vindictive team. Thank you, Cam Neely, for being
owner.
Don Sweeney.
No.
Cam Neely, it's too, Cam but Neely. The owner's worse.
It's Cam Neely.
Owner's worse.
Number eight. I don't like the way you did this. I do not like the way you did
good
this.
Good hockey player. Not so great in hockey management.
This is why. And I don't think Daniel Alfredson would be the same way. I do not want him to be team president.
Well, you can't get... We've been through this.
You curse your legacy, right?
Yeah. Don't want it. Give him...
Well, figurehead president, I don't care.
Give him a place where he can be around and involved, but don't give him decision-making because I never want it to look bad on a decision he's made.
If you make him into a president or GM or coach, you have to fire him at some point.
Exactly, and I don't want that to happen. Ever. So don't do it. This is their bye week.
Good time for them to
After beating Montreal 4-0 yesterday.
Oh, so beautiful. Which is also Montreal's bye week, so they got to simmer on that one.
They got to simmer on that one for a while.
Let's see if Terrier lasts tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Because if they're going to fire him, you fire him now.
Well,
Valentine's Day?
I would have. Yeah. Or today. I mean, they're not going to wait till the end of the week. I was if it was going to happen, I would have thought it would happen today.
Apparently, what's the GM's name?
Mark Bergevin.
La Ronde.
He apparently had a meeting with
La Rondelle.
He apparently had a meeting with the owner today.
The Gillette?
Yeah.
I meant the amusement park.
The amusement park is La Ronde.
Still the Gillette?
Or is it the Molsons who own it? No, I don't know. Right. It's the Molson family owned. Yeah. The Molson family owned. Sorry. The Gillettes were the people before. So
they
Montreal
kept trying to shave things off.
Yeah.
Those Gillettes.
So they get the steel from the skates for cheap. Are sharp.
Moving on. St. Louis. They've lost Fabry for a year to an ACL injury, and then they turn around and fire Hitchcock.
The writing on the wall was there for since.
They're in a tough division.
Oh, what,
they're not
whatever.
Playing very well.
Mike Yeo was here, and you knew this was going to happen at some point this year.
And they're playing better under him than they were. Well, no, I shouldn't say that. They're winning games where they hadn't been winning for a little bit under Hitch. I don't think it's sustainable. I think I think that it's a bit of a house of cards with the way they're playing right now.
The GM's gone this summer anyway.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce his last name?
Yo.
Oh.
Yo.
It's not Mike.
No, it has an O.
Okay.
Kind of wish we
were
Blues podcast.
What is with
you right
today?
Now? That'd have been great. That would have been friggin' fantastic.
If this is Philadelphia, people would be throwing batteries at you right now.
They'd be throwing batteries at him regardless.
They throw salt on charge
good
him for
morning,
salt battery.
No, God. Get out.
Man, get out.
Stop doing these things.
I don't know if that's going to come through on the recording or not, but Canuck was just playing around with some audio effects on our voices.
Well, he told me to get out.
Meanwhile...
We're changing seats.
I actually had a serious question. Because I saw it on Twitter the other day that the Toronto Maple Leafs have the second highest or highest number of players lost due to injury for this season.
Did I send that to you guys?
I'm not sure. Maybe so. You did. Yeah. But they were including players who have not played.
Horton.
Like Robidoux. Horton is on long-term injury. Robidoux is on long-term injury. And Horton, Lupul is, you're hurt. Lupus.
Yeah, yeah.
You're hurt.
Yep.
No, I'm not. You're hurt.
Take notes, Pierre Dorion to Bobby Ryan.
Do you think?
You're hurt.
He's got to do something.
Maybe.
I don't think that happened. Because he was flipping with Lazar in practice today, too.
Well, Lazar's fourth line. Still hasn't answered.
No.
Who do you think is going to bring the better effort on your top line? Lazar or Ryan right now?
Better effort or better results?
Effort.
I think, Lazar. Well.
It looks like it's Lazar. It might not be.
Lazar looks like he's trying harder, but I don't think it's the fact that Bobby Ryan isn't trying.
He just looks like he's not.
He looks like he's not trying because he's got a very, I don't want to say the word lethargic, but his skating style isn't as aggressive.
He needs to do lunges. You got to open up those legs.
Maybe.
Hey, the skating is worst in the team.
It is. One of them. Yep.
We'll see.
If Chris Neal can lose 13 pounds at the age of 35, he should be able to do it 29.
And transform his game style.
Yeah.
Which I'm still happy with. I'm just not sure it's going to last beyond the season. I'm still happy with it. So.
What's your ceiling with Chris Neal versus Bobby Ryan?
Sure. Don't know. That's all I had to say about Toronto. Other than the fact that I'm really looking forward to two off seasons from now. They're all talking about, oh, well, we've got all these rookies and they're, you know, the top, we have three rookies in the top, or three rookies have accounted for 45% of the team scoring. Well, I should damn well hope so, considering the minutes that they play.
Mm.
And also.
And the talent.
And the talent. And what is it going to cost when they all come off their entry level? There's not going to be a bridge contract with the media attention to Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner and whoever the other guy is. I can't remember.
They're already talking about trading Nylander.
Nylander. Yeah, they can't. They can't. Not with the
Nylander, they can. They'll get away with trading Nylander.
They'll figure out a way to do it.
It's going to cost them. Well, Austin Matthews, what do you think? Will he be paid Sidney Crosby money?
Yes.
Yeah.
It'll be prorated.
12
million. 12. 12. Yeah.
And Mitch Marner? Mitch Marner has just as many points? Just as many points. He'll be at least 10.
Is he a winger, though?
Yeah. And Nylander, if they keep him, will be about the same.
I don't think they're going to keep Nylander. But we've talked about this before, because especially if Otto loses a guy like Mathot, another team loses a guy like Mathot, and you're Vegas, you go to Toronto and say, I'm going to give you these two defensemen and a second-round pick, or whatever else you want for Nylander. And Toronto would be better, because their defense is garbage.
That's terrible.
So you give up one of those guys for a pairing?
Well, it would improve their defense, but it would also take a serious hit on their offense.
I think they'll be okay without Nylander if you still have the other two.
Well, maybe. I see your point.
And I know that you don't like Kadri, but Kadri's a good player.
I've never said he's not a good player. I've never said that. I just think he's a weasel.
Yeah.
Because he is. But Kadri without
and they still have JVR. No, Kadri was always a good player. They had to cut him because he was putting up too many points when they were trying to tank.
Cut him? Like wrestling cut
him? Set him down.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they got him suspended and then they benched him, remember? Because he was like 5 minutes late.
Yes.
And they benched him for two games.
never fails to amaze me. Detroit. That little Nyquist.
I'd be more concerned about their owner passing away. But if you want
well, to. That too. I mean, that's unfortunate, but he was 87 years old and it was expected.
Yeah.
But that Nyquist high stick, I didn't write the Minnesota player's name down.
I didn't see this yet.
Sturgeon.
Oh. Now,
Sturgeon.
To be fair, Sturgeon, the puck is, I know this is an audio podcast, but I'm describing this for Canucks so we can see. Boards, puck, two players. Sturgeon is here. Oh, sorry. Nyquist is here. Sturgeon comes in and cross-checks him across the back. Pretty hard. Like, it was a good, solid cross-check. Like, 2 minutes worth, for sure.
Yep.
Nyquist turns around, Full on.
First he looks at him.
So he knows that he's there. And then it's Blade catches him here.
Oh.
Full swing. Oh, I didn't mean to do it. No.
Yeah, you did.
No, you did.
Why is that not spearing major?
That's not the spear.
Well, it should have been a spearing major. It should have been a spearing or deliberate attempted interval, but it should have been kicked out of the game. You could say it was spearing because it wasn't just a swing. It was actually it was a thrusting motion.
It doesn't have to, no, because that's butt ending. That's right.
And he should have been kicked out of the game. You're right, for that major. But he's declined an in-person hearing.
Well, that's just to save their own time.
Because he doesn't feel like going to New York for an in-person hearing. He's going to get probably five games.
Most of them are waving anyway.
Yeah. So he's going to get some serious time for that because it was vicious and stupid, might I add. Absolutely stupid.
Detroit? Well, Detroit?
Yes.
Fine. He'll get a fine.
No. No.
No?
No. If it was Zetterberg, he might get away with just getting a fine, but not this guy. No, this guy's getting five games plus.
One thing, and we didn't talk about the Hall of Fame. Did you notice that because last year the owner of the Flyers passed away?
Yeah, he pointed
and all of a sudden, Eric Lindros makes it to the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Ooh, that's an interesting idea. So you think the owner of the Flyers was trying to prevent it? Or delay it or whatever?
Bobby Clark was on the Hall of Fame nomination team.
Don't they all have to be in agreement, too?
I don't think so.
No, it's a...
But you can
lie. But it was... Yes, hold off.
We would have thought that the
shame Mark Recchi's not there.
Well, Lindros played in Toronto for at least a season, didn't he?
That doesn't matter. It was a non-factor there.
Yeah.
If the Flyers owner says no, I can't remember his name, it's a no.
Yeah, I can't remember his name either.
This is him, the guy from Detroit, and the guy in Boston.
Oh, yeah.
Snyder?
Dan Snyder's tour is Boston.
Yeah.
But, yeah, well, that's an interesting thought.
It's another tinfoil hat moment, but...
Ed Snyder owns Philadelphia.
Snyder, yeah, he's the one that passed away.
So who am I thinking of for Boston? Who owns the Bruins?
Dan Snyder was a player that passed away.
That was the one who was killed by in the car accident with Danny Heatley.
Yeah.
Jeremy Jacobs owns the Bruins. There
That's
we go.
It.
I was going to say the Montreal Canadiens usually do, but.
Not in the last game.
No. Nope.
The Bruins owned the Habs on that one. Wow. That was a nasty little.
I like that one. Hey, let's fuck the Habs.
Well, Montreal, speaking of Montreal, Montreal has 18 wins in the last 43 games.
Yay! It's all Subban's fault, isn't it?
18 in
We've
43.
Lost our identity.
That was Carey Price the other day. Now, does this mean that we talked about it a little bit earlier, but do you think that Michel Therrien is on the chopping block this week?
Oh, he's gone. Well, this week, I don't know, but he's gone.
I don't want guys,
that's
I want him to
lack
stay.
Of respect.
I want him to stay.
Lack of respect.
Respect.
I know.
Respect.
I'm just not doing it.
You got to do it, man. It's respect.
He's Anglophone. He can't do it.
That's right.
I'm bilingual. Oh, that's right. You're Anglophone. I'm bilingual. And I'm born in Montreal, so I'm allowed to do
so
that.
So it's respect.
That's respect.
If I do it, it's racist.
Is it? So what if I do it? No, I was born in Montreal. I'm fine.
Exactly.
And I'm bilingual. But my mother tongue is English.
I just can't stand Michel Therrien.
But if you're the Montreal Canadiens and you fire Michel Therrien, you have to have a Francophone coach.
Yep. Claude Julien.
If Boston says no, you're not allowed to talk to us.
Guy Boucher.
Patrick Roy won't want that job for all the tea in China.
Yes, he will.
Yeah, he does. He's an ego
man.
Yes, he
will.
No, he won't because he left Colorado for exactly the same reason why he won't want the job in Montreal.
Is he want to have control?
Because he will want all the control if he walks in there.
I'm pretty sure he'll get all the control because Bergevin will also be fired.
Babcock kind of did it in Toronto.
They didn't have a GM in the friggin' draft. What team does that?
No, the one with Mike Babcock, who's the savior of all the world.
Crazy.
I don't think Patrick Wall wants to go back there.
I think he does.
I think he wants to go somewhere where he will have control to do things because he may want to go in there and go, you know what? No.
I think he will have control.
Yeah, I don't think he'll want it.
Do they have a team president?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do. Because he'll want all the stuff. But anyway, I hope Michelle Therrien doesn't get fired because I want him to be there for the rest of the season because this is great.
I want him to be there for the rest of the millennia.
Well, that too.
Yep.
But it's great the way it is. So I don't want to
Michelle Therrien head just like in Futurama.
wait.
Put him in a jar. There you go. Anything else you want to talk about around
Jacques
the league?
Jacques Aubé? You know him at all?
Nope. So he's a quiet in the background kind of guy.
Aubé. That guy?
Get out. Okay, that's a late redeeming quality on that
they,
one.
The RSU finally started that chant at the right time.
Yeah, after a goal.
Yep.
After an incredible goal.
My new game is to tweet out Tom and sell me the picture of 312 every game to show him how empty it is.
To tweet
I'm
to gonna who?
Get Tom Anselmi, the new CEO.
The new CEO.
Oh, right.
You're gonna get banned. You're gonna
probably, but whatever. Yeah, but I pay for my tickets.
Okay. Well, there is that, which is nice. Anything else? Other teams?
You don't like it? Prove me wrong.
True.
It's always the lightest section in attendance.
It's very empty. I'll give you that. Almost all the time. Anyway. What grinds your gears this week?
Wait, you want to start with any? Voicemail?
Let's start with the headline.
The headline?
Your sound clip.
Oh, I gotta like switch apps and do that.
You know what really grinds my gears?
I try and set this up. And
grinds
it just
my gears works. When people can't do the damn jobs.
Easy now, Sparky. Okay, so you know what?
Oh.
Next show, he's engineering.
All right.
Get ready for all the fart noises.
Without your gear. Yes, let's start with CB Inc's voicemail. I think that's a very wise idea.
Hey guys, it's CB Inc calling. You know what grinds my gears? Earlier this week, we had one of those freezing rainstorms here in Toronto. People are out with their umbrellas. That's not the umbrella that bugs the hell out of me. It's the fact that they put the umbrella down almost horizontal to the ground and then walk. And they can't see where they're going. And they're bumping into people everywhere. And then they give you this dirty look like it's your fault for getting in their way. Take the umbrella, lift it up a bit so you can see where people are so you don't run into things, people, the street, stuff like that. Just put the damn umbrella away while you're on the sidewalks, especially the busy sidewalks.
Wow.
I can say that. Actually, I would like to add a slight corollary to that one. Because I don't have a what's grind my gears this week. I've been actually rather calm. Nothing's really annoyed me.
How dare you?
I know. It's so unlike me. But my corollary to that is people who use golf umbrellas on downtown sidewalks.
Oh, they're awesome.
Especially.
So much coverage.
No offense to present company. Especially shorter people who use golf umbrellas on downtown sidewalks. Because they're holding
it
about my eye level. And I am not afraid of pushing them out of the way.
The umbrellas are the people.
Yes. Primarily the umbrellas, but I also don't. I've got to a point in my life where I no longer move out of the way of people who are walking straight towards me expecting me to move because they're looking at their phone or they're carrying an umbrella and not looking where they're going. I no longer move. Because I've decided that I've spent the better part of half a century.
I did it my way.
I've done the better part of half a century being pleasant and generous to people who haven't returned it as a society, so I've stopped. I'm not deliberately obstreperous, but...
Thank you.
Wow. All right, over to you. What grinds your gears?
I just haven't used that one in a while.
So have you, it's not me.
No, it was a pretty good tirade for not being... mad about anything, though.
Well, gets me going.
It really did grind your gears.
It did grind my gears.
Beautiful.
What grinds your gears?
That was perfect. You have one?
Weddings are so expensive.
Yeah.
They don't have to be.
You can
if you choose them to be, if you choose to plan them in such a way that they are, then they are.
They are.
It all depends on what you want.
If you're going to feed people, they are.
Yeah.
Happy wife. Happy life.
Yep.
Well. Nah. Shut up about it.
I was waiting for you to say the other one. Usually under your breath, you're like, oh, it must be nice to have someone who loves you.
That too. Just hug my money instead. Not that I know anything about
it. At the New York Islanders game, I had four tickets.
Yes.
There's only three of us going. I went with my two kids. So I had a coat seat. Well, it's okay.
I love coat seat.
I love coat seat.
It's a rather expensive coat rack, but I do appreciate the idea myself. Absolutely.
So I had my coat there, and the kids have their coats there. And, you know, it's like 300 level, I don't know, like 10 rows up, like halfway up or something like that. And, you know, after like 10 minutes into the first period, you know, another couple comes down, older woman and husband or something like that. And they're sitting down, and first thing she does is point at seat. Is anyone in that seat? I just looked at her and said, yeah, that's what, yeah, you know, that's one of mine. And then she just sat down. Like, she had a bag and stuff and just sat down, and there's no other person joining there. I don't know why she asked.
How dare she have a bag in that arena?
I think it was something she bought there. But,
oh, okay.
Oh, no, actually it wasn't. Good point. Anyway, I was just like, why are you asking me if it's my seat? You're not having it. Like, you want, if you're asking, could I put my coat there too? I would have said, yes, go for it. But
do you think she was asking to have a friend join?
That's what I'm thinking. That's what
I'm thinking. Go to 312. There's lots of seats there.
Get a whole row. In fact, have several if you wish.
You could.
Maybe you just go over, put my coat down. Come
on. You might as well. Coat. That could be a new hashtag. Leave your coat.
Coat seat?
Coat section.
Hashtag coat seat.
Coat section.
It makes it look full.
Coat section.
So everybody puts their coats in that section, then goes back to their regular seats.
Yeah.
Oh, think of the traffic jam that section would be on the way out. That'd be great. That could be a lot of fun. I like that.
It's like Scarecrow up these all.
What grinds your gears? Come on. Let's get
hey,
this.
Hey, we're.
Do you like pull a little string that kind of go, hey, the wave or something?
Yeah, got a little bit of trouble with that one. It was like, hey, last game was 18,200 people.
It's actually really great game for a Saturday afternoon game.
Yep. And where were there? 300 empty seats. What fights you mentioned?
1,300. Capacity of the building is 19,500.
It's considered a sellout when it's at 18,500.
Oh. Okay, but.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird 300 stat.
300 empty seats in 312.
That's probably a statistical thing. Nah, you know, yeah. 93% sold as a sellout kind of thing or whatever.
Well, because it was 18,500 and then they expanded out.
Yeah. So. Sure.
I got another one, but I'll save it
for, well, for next week. Or
no,
for,
no, it's self-deprecating. So.
Right, come on.
You'll like this one.
I will.
So you know that outdoor parking, it's a local reference, you know the outdoor parking lot, Preston, near Absolute Comedy?
Yes.
The Darcy's?
Yes.
On, Darcy's on or Beach no? Street?
Like Darcy
on the off?
Oh, no, it's Royal Oak.
So Preston and Aberdeen. The Royal Oak.
Aberdeen. It's a Royal Oak.
Royal Oak.
Preston Street.
Oh no, it's Heart and Crown.
It's Heart and Crown.
Sorry, Heart and Crown.
Okay.
Oh, these are.
I know what you're talking
about.
All
the damn same listeners, but they're all very good.
Local pub chain.
We just lost a follower. Heart and Crown just unfollowed us.
Yeah. I know roughly where you mean. Yeah. There's a couple of them down around there.
So I was driving there on a weekday.
School night.
On the right side, and of course we've got a lot of snow right now, but on the street, there's a bunch of street parking, which is fine. And I'm trying to turn left onto this street, and there's a van, but he's got his hazards on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he's got his hazards on. So he's okay, right?
You're trying to turn left onto Preston or onto the side street?
Onto the side street to get through.
Okay.
There's a car behind him, and there's a driver and someone who the door's open and kind of getting out, and they're just talking.
Mm-hmm. Behind the van?
No, in the van.
Oh, in the van. Okay.
But its hazards are on.
And right. There's a car behind the van waiting.
Yep. Okay. And I can't go through because I know that the car behind him can't see me.
Right.
So I don't know if he's going to go around.
Yep.
Right.
But the hazards are on.
Right hand, left hand on top of it, pressed down on my horn.
It's an on-off switch. You don't have to press harder.
It feels better, though, if you press harder.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And I just held. And then the passenger got out, walked in front of me. Of course, now I'm not going to do anything because I'm going to get punched in the face because I'm 5'5".
But you got an umbrella.
Ella.
Ella.
So
Ella,
it's like, all right, fine. Ella. Stop doing it. It's not even.
Unfortunately, I don't think that gets recorded.
That's not the right effect.
Auto-tune. Okay, so you're honking, the guy's in front of you.
Yep, so then I bring down my window. I'm like, and he's just telling me that I have to be patient. It's like, no, you need to follow the law. One is that, but two, if you want to talk after the car, like when you're getting out of the car, fine. But you got to park somewhere to do that.
Don't do it on a street corner.
And block everybody else. I'm like, you're blocking the traffic. He's like, well, you got to be patient. Like, why do I have to wait for you to finish your conversation?
Why don't you be courteous and not block traffic?
Yeah, you're the asshole in this.
Yeah, great.
God, I was mad.
Imagine.
Turns out it was Curtis Lazar.
Freaking late to close.
Well, you just gonna be patient and wait for those opportunities.
Sir. Yeah.
Late to close a $2 million deal. Like, come on.
And yours?
You got any more?
I don't know.
This one, unfortunately, is on me, but it grinds my gears.
So this is self-inflicted, is what you're saying.
So I tried to resell that cell phone.
No, not cell phone related. The police came. In January, I bought Disney World tickets, right?
Yes, because you were there.
I was there a little bit before a work function and the day afterwards. So I ended up going about three times to a couple different parks, right? Now, when you go to buy it, you have the different options. You know, you can buy one day, which is like, holy, it's $120 US if you just buy one day. Or you can get 2 days or 3 days or 4 days. And as the more days you pick, the cost goes down.
Average per day. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. So it's, you know, it's quite advantageous if you can make use of it to pick multiple days, right? For example, let's say 120 for one and for 10 days, it's the most you can get. It's about, I don't know, 320.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like it's quite dramatic. It has always been, up until last year, and because it's not my first rodeo at Disney, and everybody and his dog will talk about this, those tickets are good for life. As of last year, they expire 14 days after you buy them.
Oh.
I bought 10 days. I didn't get to use 10 days.
Oh, you bought 10 days worth.
Right.
And figuring I can use them for the rest of my life.
Absolutely. And if you finally look on the website, there is one little mention that tickets are only good for 14 days after the first day you use them. In the fine print, that is something new. It's on me. I should have known. But it's always been that way before with them.
Wow.
And in fact, I'm telling people that I've gone back to and said, holy crap, I just found this out. They're like, what? Because they have tickets that they've used. They keep going down still because they're grandfathered in, right?
Their tickets. Oh, okay.
But it's not that way anymore, and that grinds my gears. Now, it turns out it didn't really waste a lot of money because of the way the cost goes down so much when you're adding the multiple days. But, you know, maybe it wasted $100 and something like that. So, wow.
It doesn't help on the wedding planning there, does it?
Well, I was planning to reuse some of those days. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Nothing wrong with spending a honeymoon in Disneyland. You can act like a child.
Well, I got to buy new tickets if we're doing that. So
yeah, that sucks.
That sucked.
It does. Week to come. He's
so
ready.
Tomorrow. No, I'm not.
He's not ready.
So tomorrow, grab your loved ones.
Buffalo!
Buffalo!
Where are you going to grab them by? Oh, anyway, moving on.
USA! USA!
Oh, man, that's good.
Not what I was thinking, but that's a good response.
Do what your commander-in-chief would do. Yeah.
Little hands. Thursday in New Jersey. Saturday, Battle of Ontario.
And Sunday.
That'll be good. Sunday, we're on a back-to-back. It's 22 hours between start times. Playing Winnipeg.
So Saturday is in Toronto?
Yeah.
And Sunday is here?
Is here, which... Okay. It's a half-hour flight. Doesn't really matter. But
38 minutes gate-to-gate.
Well, they don't have gates.
Where do you think they fly out of?
Bobby Butler.
No, they'll fly out of Pearson.
They have Bobby Butler.
They have to. You can't get
get out of the island?
You can't get a charter. You can't get a first-class charter into the island.
Oh, that sucks.
They're jets. Unless they decide to fly like a economy class.
But you know what? They have trains and buses and stuff. So, well, they're taking the UP.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because there's a GO train there now, right?
Yeah, but they're not taking that. Where's my Toronto?
Bing, bing. There it is. I should get to go there for St. Patty's. I'm excited.
Yeah. You want to go to Toronto for St. Patrick?
Yeah, we fly out to Iceland the next day. We're taking the train down.
Like a dog's breakfast.
What's that? Toronto?
On St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, that's fine. Well, on vacation.
It's not like a Sens Leaf game.
It is exactly like that, actually. But anyway. Well, good luck to you on that. St. Patrick's Day, amateur night, as far as I'm concerned.
So a loss to Buffalo, followed by Battle of Ontario.
Easy there.
Wow. I don't know. Hey, they're coming apart
what
right now.
What is with the negative waves, Moriarty?
I'm just mentally preparing myself.
Sorry. That's an Buffalo, obscure quote from a movie.
Buffalo is coming apart, but Robin Leonard kind of put them all in their place.
Yeah. Apparently he had a bit of a chewing out going on. Now, he got into a scrap with somebody, did he not? Or just a verbal jousting thing?
Alex Burrows. Oh, okay. He deserved every single thing of it.
That's the biter, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Thought so.
Biter and diver.
Couldn't happen to a better guy.
Again, Leonard's not wrong about his team.
Well, we'll see what happens. Now we have Craig Anderson back. Let's see.
Yep, that's what I'm thinking.
Have to see.
So Devils, Toronto, Winnipeg, and then let's see if we'll be back on the 20th.
We'll see.
Who knows?
Could be.
Colonel just flipping out his paper schedule that he's got for some reason.
It's because it's easier for me to write things down.
Wasn't sure that you had a printer. Oh, yeah, well, go get your own computer fixed and stop complaining about mine.
On that bombshell, thank you very much for listening. We had voicemail, we had email. Always appreciate it because it's a great way to talk. But what was the
again?
Reminder?
Any recommendations on changes to either the team or the game experience or whatever it is that you want for creating a culture or
just exactly
change or improvements?
Things you want to see changed under our new president.
Yeah, because the team definitely doesn't listen to this podcast.
That's okay. Their loss. So let us know. We're hoping to be back in a week or 10 days or so. So make your email timely if you wish. We'll try and be back.
Let me add a caveat to that. Let us know when you're giving the recommendations, how many games you tend to attend.
Well, if you're out of town, you may not be able to do that, but
that's fine.
Attend any. But yeah, for sure. In the meantime, we always like hearing from you one way or the other. So podcast at sendscallups.com, the waiver wire, 844-SCU-6565. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us in the forums, the game threads, etc. We're hoping to be back again in a week, which would be probably a record for this year if we had to play.
Oh, it's Family Day.
Is it?
The 20th is a Family Day.
Oh, okay. That's only Ontario.
You're probably not close.
No, it's only a provincial. It's a provincially regulated holiday, not a federal holiday.
But I'm off.
Yeah.
Are you off?
I'm away.
There you go. We'll see.
We'll see you guys in April.
For our end of season wrap up with Ian Mendez.
Trade deadline.
Yeah, that's coming up in a couple of weeks. So anything you want to talk about trade deadline stuff as well, throw that into an email or a voicemail. Let us know. In the meantime, we'll be back probably before April. On behalf of Pan and Canuck, I'm Cardinal. Thank you very much for listening. Good night. Rocket up into the sky, nothing can stop me tonight. You make me feel invincible, earthquake powerful, just like a tidal wave. You make me brave, you're my titanium fight song, raising up like the roar of victory in a stadium. Who can touch me? Cause I'm who can stop me tonight? You make me You're good?
Yep.
You're good? Okay. Do you need to make another noise? No? Okay.
Ah! There you go.
To me, I couldn't care less. I tried caring less, and I haven't figured out how.